fight
for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Hello. Welcome to this great Friday afternoon. In some cases, Friday evening. My name is Will Johnson. I am sitting in for Owen Schroyer. I believe he's traveling from D.C. In studio, we have Caitlin Bennett with me today. Thank you for joining me. It's an honor and privilege. First time I met you in person. I've seen all your videos, so it's awesome to have you here in studio with me. I'm a guest as well, and, you know, it's really just great to be here this whole week, being able to be in the studio and to do so much and to talk about everything that's going on. So, you know, there's so much going on in the news. It's like, where do you begin? Where do you start? For me, I'm like, okay, I can look at the Epstein, and I leave that up to the experts. You know, Alex Jones, he's been talking about Epstein for over 10 years. So I kind of leave that to him. But, you know, there was the episode at the White House over this summit. And I'm pretty sure you've seen the video. I showed you the video earlier. So we're going to talk about a lot of that. So you go out a lot and you do these interviews with these crazy leftists, and you're not even being real confrontational with them. You're just being polite. You're just asking questions. And because they know who you are, they get just disgusted. Like, oh, I can't believe you're asking me these questions.
Oh, yeah. I'll go out there and I'll just ask legitimate questions in real monotone voice. I don't, you know, raise my voice at them or anything, but they can't take it. So we're going to go do that today.
Yes, yes. Might not want to say where, because
we're not doing anything today.
Just show up and, you know, hey, we're just here, you know, just asking questions.
It's a surprise.
Never being violent. I mean, I never advocate for violence. I never talk about being violent towards, you know, the leftists or anyone in general, just period. Now, I don't like the violence that they push. And it's what, you know, what's really amazing is that they're the ones that's violent, and then they turn around and try to spin it saying, well, you caused me to be violent.
That's the thing, is they will attack you and then they'll say, well, you were talking about things I don't like, or you made me feel unsafe, or I know who you are, so you provoked me to do this. And it's like, no, speech cannot provoke you to hurt people. It's against the law. You shouldn't be doing that. But it just goes right out the door for them. They don't care anyway.
Yeah. Well, so after this first segment and we go into the break, we're going to play one of your videos. And, you know, like I said, there's so much. We have a special guest coming on, Frank Kavanaugh. He's going to be with us. I'm not sure what time, around 5 p.m. Yeah, he'll be on with us at. And he's from Ohio. Yeah, we have to make sure we say that. He's from Ohio. You're from Ohio too, right?
From Ohio, yeah.
Nice, nice, nice. Look, Ohio in the house. Everybody's from Ohio.
I know. Well, if you go to Florida, every single Uber is from Ohio. They've all lived in Ohio at some point. Florida's like that state. Just, we're sick of Ohio. It's gross, corn, you know. Maybe some roller coasters.
I was told there's only like three trees in Ohio, and they're
it's all corn. There's no trees. I don't know what that. Oh, I don't know what those are.
They were freshly planted.
I must have missed it.
Okay, well, cool. So we have a lot to talk about. We're gonna get to your video, and most definitely, we're gonna talk about the video that happened at the summit at the White House. The liberal media, they're so nasty and so disgusting. They don't care about the truth any longer. They only want to promote their propaganda. And, you know, what's really amazing is that they act like there's no censorship that's taking place. They like the censorship. As long as it's not happening to them, it's okay. You know, it can happen to conservatives, but then they put blinders over their eyes and try to act like it's still not happening. And then they try to convince everyone else that we're making it up. It's not real.
Yeah, we're making it up. People are just banning themselves. You know, that's what's happening here. Everybody's just banning themselves. Breaking news here at InfoWars, the War Room, you know, we're banning ourselves. That's what's happening.
Yeah, exactly. Well, cool. We're going to talk about that. The White House, the liberal left, what's going on, everything in the news that we can with the limited amount of time that we have. My name is Will Johnson. I'm sitting in for Owen Schroyer. This is the War Room. We'll be back after this break. See you in a minute.
Yeah.
Welcome back this Friday afternoon. My name is Will Johnson, sitting in for Owen Schroyer. We have Caitlin Bennett in the studio with us. It's an honor and a privilege. First time in person. First time in person. I've seen all your videos. We're getting ready to play one of your videos. I guess this is a video where you were... Actually, you just talk about the video, what took place, and we'll lead into it, and then we're going to play some of it.
Yes. So, believe it or not, conservatives do have lives beyond politics, and I decided to exercise the good American sport of baseball. I went out there, watched the base. No, it wasn't even a baseball game. It was a home run derby, the big event in baseball every year, and they had it in Cleveland. So my fiance loves baseball. He's like, let's go. I'm like, whatever, let's go. So, of course, it's Cleveland. People recognize me because I went to Kent State, and that's where I did my whole graduation photo and everything. So I know people were going to recognize me there, and they probably were going to take out their phones and, you know, cuss me out. And that's exactly what happened. A man did it, a male. But then it went a little further, and a group of females were waiting for me outside of the bathroom, waiting for me to come out with their phones up, wanting to, I guess, harass me. I always assume the worst, that they want to hurt me, because that's usually what it turns into, is me getting hurt or something. But my fiance told me to stay in the bathroom, and he took out his phone and started recording them. And they ended up getting so angry that they smacked his phone right out of his hands after they acknowledged that
these are females.
Yeah.
These are females. Why didn't they just go into the restroom?
I don't know. I'm surprised they didn't go into the restroom, because if they would have, that would have been illegal. You cannot film inside a restroom, because that is a place where you are expecting privacy.
It's supposed to be privacy.
Yeah, yeah. So you have,
the left doesn't deal in privacy anyways. They could have sent a man in there. I mean,
I know. They could have identified.
Yeah, identify.
Yeah, yeah.
Full beard and everything.
Exactly. My fiance should have just identified as a female and gone in there with me and protected me. But I'm surprised they didn't go into the restroom. But instead, they waited outside. And let's go ahead and play some of those clips.
Yeah, let's play that.
So you can harass, so I'm going to go get a police officer. So you can step out, okay? Okay? Walk that way, or I'm going to get an officer. Please walk that way, or I'm going to get an officer, because I know what you're about
to
do.
I'm just hanging out by the bathroom.
I know you're going to harass her. About? I heard you talking about
what
it.
What am I harassing?
Is that alcohol in your hand, too?
I said I thought
you were going to harass her, right? Right?
Harass her for what?
Listen to those voices.
Okay?
For what?
Okay? If I see you harass her, I'm going to get an officer. Okay?
And do what?
Okay? So I can put you in handcuffs and take
your leg. Freedom of speech. Freedom of guns. What's your difference?
If you harass her, I'm going to get an officer.
What's the difference?
Okay?
It's her fiance.
Your girlfriend's trash, and she...
Wow.
You can stay away from her. I'm going to get an officer.
Oh, you like...
You can get away.
Oh, I'm so scared. You're going to get a police officer. Yeah.
This is the tolerant left right here.
You're going to videotape me.
Yep.
Wow. Personal property. That's exactly what they do. You're saying something. You're doing... You're not even doing anything.
No, I'm not even there.
You're not even there.
And the point, obviously, I am not complaining. I am not a victim. I am a strong female. I don't need sympathy, anything for this. I am just showing this because they say that the attacks on the conservatives and on the right don't exist. But I can't even go watch baseball without them being mad that I exist, that I'm alive, that I'm breathing, that I'm happy. They want conservatives to be miserable. They hate that we won. They hate that we keep winning. And they just hate it. So they have to make sure they attack you every chance they get. And they want to make sure that they film themselves attacking, because they'll be hailed as heroes on social media.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, I've been talking about it a lot, how the left will say that there's white supremacists on the rise and Trump supporters are all white supremacists and they want to attack everybody. But yet they don't have any actual footage of supposedly white Trump supporters, supremacists attacking liberals and leftists.
Yeah, it doesn't exist. But you can find tons of Antifa content where they're going out and hitting people with crowbars because they have to use weapons. They have to use weapons like crowbars because, like I said with Alex, they're too weak to fight themselves. So they have to hit you with things. They have to throw things at you because I'm sure I could take one of them down. Let's be honest. They are not very manly.
Yeah, even President Trump said, you know, their arms are like this big.
Yeah.
You know, it's like really small. Did Trump do this or did he do this?
Oh, can we bleep that? Can we bleep that?
It's just okay. It's just okay.
It's not okay. You can't do that.
It's not okay.
You can't do that. No, we gotta scrub the footage. Get rid of it.
Can I do this? You know, Uganda.
You can only do this.
Uganda. It's crazy, absolutely clown. Crazy. You know, it's they. You know, I look at the left, and they always refer back to Charlottesville. It's always Charlottesville when they try to say that white supremacy is on the uprise, which is not true. No, they take one episode, and it wasn't even a leftist event. You know, it was supposedly the alt-right, whatever that is, right? The alt-right was having an event. These leftists showed up to be violent towards them. If they would have never showed up, none of that would have taken place. Now, no one is advocating for violence. No one wants anyone to die. Just like you, when I go out and I talk to these people, I want to have a conversation. And because they're so lost in their way of thinking and their mind, they just come completely unglued. They show their true colors and become really nasty for the most part. And then sometimes they'll call me a neo-Nazi white sympathizer. Okay. And I'm like, okay, how does that even look? I mean, do you even realize what you're saying? But they don't have anything of substance to even really talk about. So they just constantly do that.
One thing that I do try to, I guess not debate, but kind of get to the core with these leftists when they say that Trump is a racist, Trump is a white supremacist. Mm-hmm. They always bring up Charlottesville. They always bring it up and they say, well, he said there were good people on both sides. And I'm like, well, what else did he say? What else did he say? That he condemns the Nazis. He condemns white supremacists. He condemns David Duke. He said this. They act like he didn't because the mainstream media won't put it out there. But we'll put it out there and we'll make sure everybody knows that he's not a racist.
Well, see, that's it. We put it out there, but then we have to fight with Google. We have to fight with YouTube. We have to fight with Facebook. We have to fight with Twitter. We have to fight with all of these socialist media platforms. That's what I like to call them, socialist media.
Yeah.
We have to fight with them to put out the truth because it's not the truth that they want. It's not the narrative that they want. And if we're putting out something that they don't agree with, then we're like, okay, we don't want people to see this because people's minds might be changed.
And that's a good point. I just wore an InfoWars logo on my shirt. And Instagram took down a post from 6 months ago. All I had was an InfoWars logo on
my shirt. So this picture was from 6 months ago. Yeah. So they're like trolling your page.
Oh, yeah. They're
your account. They're like, oh, there's one right there. That's enough. It's just a picture. It's just a picture. The picture
had nothing to do. Alex wasn't in the photo. It was just me wearing the shirt. I wasn't even promoting the shirt. I wasn't doing anything. Just wearing it. I said, don't censor me. And they censored me.
Wow. So they deliberately went after you.
Yep.
So let me ask you. So you're a white female. At least you identify as one, right?
Don't assume.
Okay. I can't assume. I'm asking, do you identify as one?
I do.
Okay. Okay. Very good. Very good. So I'm pretty sure they use that just to say because you're white that you're racist. And I mean, let alone you're sitting here talking to me. We're having a decent conversation. You haven't trying to throw your phone at me or anything.
I'm resisting.
Do you guys got any rope back there? Get a rope. You know, I mean, so it's just crazy that the left, they make up all of this stuff. And so I've been doing some research this morning. And I don't know if we have time to get into it, but like all of the fake hoax that they come up with, and they're saying that white people do all of these crazy things, and it's not even true.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was at Trump's rally in Orlando, what was it, last month, and someone in the audience, well, I went over to the protester side, and I was like, you know, let's go talk to people. I didn't have the InfoWars mic out, because that's a sure way to get attacked. And this black kid runs up to me. He's like, you're racist. And I was like, why? And he goes, because you're white. And I was like, well, you got me. You got me. You got me good. Oh, I'm broken. You know, that's complete logic right there. Good job. And then I got spit on. And
oh, see, that's disgusting. You know what? See, that's what they do. Just because you were born white, they want to label everybody as a neo-Nazi white supremacist. And to me, it's completely disgusting.
Yeah.
It's absolutely sickening that we actually live in a world that people, you had no control over it. At least I don't know that we had control over it. You know, I'm getting ready to go down to Earth. Let me see. I'm going to pick this color. I want this color eyes. You know, it's like picking out an automobile. And I want these type of legs, you know, my wheels and stuff. You know, instead of shoes, I get legs or feet. I want my head to be this big. You know, it's insane. Liberals, this is the War Room. We'll be right back.
Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. My name is Will Johnson, sitting in for Owen Schroyer. Riding shotgun with me is Caitlin Bennett. So, Owen is in D.C. right now, or I guess he's on his way back, but he was in D.C. for the Trump summit. The last time he was in D.C., Owen was assaulted. You know, there's videos out there where some lady hit him inappropriately, and I guess in their mind, it's okay because he's a white male. So you can attack white males all day. You know, and the liberal media won't say anything because I guess they think they see him as a Nazi. So punch a Nazi. Is that what it is?
That is their slogan, right?
Yeah. So they justified in their mind to attack white males, specifically white males. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to do that. So not too long ago, Owen was in D.C. and he was assaulted. And again, I think we have the video where he's there the last couple of days and he was assaulted again. So if we can play that video, let's pull that up and play that, and then we'll talk more about it. Wow. You know what? She tapped him on the back, on the shoulder. And then you can see the second one where she was really aggressive about it.
Yeah. So, you know, Bernie's campaign manager once touched me without my consent. Assault legally. And I asked the officers this. Assault is any unwanted touching. So while people would look at that and be like, oh, she didn't assault him. Like, stop. Assault is any unwanted touching. So by definition, she did. She didn't like throw a brick at him or anything. But the fact is that they're all about consent. The left, especially feminists, they're all about consent. I need consent to be touched. I need consent to be looked at. I need consent or else it's rape. But there she is touching someone non-consensually, which is by definition assault. But if Owen had touched her?
Yes, I was getting ready to say that.
It'd be sexual assault.
I was getting ready to say that. Just imagine if it was the other way around and Owen touched her softly and then aggressively like she did, she would have found a police officer immediately.
Oh, yeah.
And they probably would put him in handcuffs because he's a white male for one and he put his hands on her.
That's crazy. And you can see Owen, he's just going to fire it up over there. It's aggravating. The more you go out and try to cover these events and they just attack you and they touch you without wanting to be touched, it really starts to just make you mad.
It's double standards.
Yeah.
You know, and in this case, a lot of times, like, for example, in Portland, they have twisted it to the point to where if you even protect yourself against these liberals, like, yes, they're going to be violent towards you. They're going to try to hit you and you just protect yourself. They turn around and they want to arrest you. Because you protect yourself when they've already put it in their mind that you're completely wrong. And it's absolutely twisted.
That's why carrying a firearm is so, it's so two-sided because you carry it to defend yourself. But the laws are set up in a way that if you ever have to use a firearm to defend yourself, you're going to jail. So it's almost worthless to even carry one. And I hate to say that because I think everybody should to protect themselves. But like I said, they make it to where it's impossible to even, you know, say self-defense. I don't know. I'm just...
Well, no, you're absolutely right. You're not supposed to... You're supposed to just be able to take it, you know? I mean, because they're so angry and they have justified their anger, mm-hmm, towards conservatives, towards Trump supporters, towards Christians, towards people who... towards anyone who loves America. They have justified their violence.
That's what Facebook did recently.
Yes.
Justified.
Yep,
violence.
There it is. Yep. Another prime example. Yep.
Facebook came out with a new policy that Paul Joseph Watson tweeted about, that you cannot promote violence unless it's against one of the people they've listed as a dangerous individual on their dangerous individuals list. And guess who is on that list? Paul Joseph Watson.
Yes.
Alex Jones, Laura Loomer, Milo Yiannopoulos, all the people that can't even defend themselves in the public sphere because they're taken off social media. So you can assault them. Facebook said you can do it. Facebook eventually took it down because Paul has a social media following and exposed them. But It's getting bad. It's getting bad. It's getting scary. But that's why Trump held the social media.
Actually, they took out, they left the policy there. They only took out the part where it said that it was okay to threaten Paul's life or Alex Jones or Laura Loomer or anyone that they deem dangerous. Does Paul Watson seem dangerous to you?
No. No. Okay. Honestly, I love Paul. Anyone with that accent doesn't seem very dangerous, in my opinion. I love Paul. Good guy, good friend. He stands up for me and everything. But no, he doesn't seem dangerous. That accent, I don't think you can be dangerous.
You know, I've never met him in person. I've had brief conversation with him, and I've seen his videos for years, and he's never come across as a violent person or someone who would go out and deliberately try to harm somebody.
No.
And he does the same thing we do. We talk about what the left is doing. Just imagine, and I posed this question to Alex. I said, just imagine if the left stopped doing all of the crazy things that they're doing. I said, what would you talk about?
Exactly.
What would you talk about? And he just looked at me. He's like, oh.
That's a good point. Going to the baseball game, it was just supposed to be going to the baseball game. It ended up turning into work for me. And I made money because they acted like that. That was a video report for me. That's another video on YouTube. More content for me to get. That was supposed to be a day off for me.
They're just giving it to you.
The gift that makes it easy.
Yes. Yes.
That's what liberalism is.
If they would just take a minute and say, okay, you know what? Let's just look at everything positive that President Trump has done for the country. Let's stop attacking the president. Let's see what we can do to help him, to help the American people. Mm-hmm. Then they probably would have more credibility when they're, like the news stations, the Alphabet Network soup groups out there that's doing their anti-hate stuff, anti-Trump stuff. If they would have spent some time talking about the positive things, people say, okay, well, at least they're talking about the positive things. But they spend 24/7, if they could add another hour, they would, They spend 24/7 talking about everything that they hate about the president and not a zip about the positive things that he's doing.
The thing is, they can't talk about the good thing he's done for American citizens because they're too worried about focusing on what we can do for the illegals in this country, what we can do to give them free health care, what we can do to give them free education. Mm-hmm. They don't want to talk about the American citizens because they don't care about them. They want these illegals flooding in. They want to give them free everything. And that's why they can't talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So after this break, I want to get your opinion on about the southern border. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk a little bit about that. And have you been to the border yet?
No. I should go.
So I've been to Tijuana.
AOC's been.
I've been to Tijuana. So it's interesting. It's very interesting what's going on down there. And the crisis that's been created has been created by the left. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden, the crisis supposedly, the left is the children. Protect the children.
But then also fund Planned Parenthood.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly. Protect the children because it's beneficial to us right now. But, if we can sell the body parts, then it's a different story.
Exactly.
All right, this is The War Room. My name is Will Johnson, sitting in for Owen Schroyer. We'll be back after this brief message. See you in a minute.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. Talk radio great again.
This is The War Room
with Will Johnson. Watch the live stream at infowars.com/show.
All right, we are back in studio with Caitlin Bennett. We have been having an awesome conversation here. So before we went to the break, I mentioned that we're going to talk about the border. So I really want to get your opinion on what's going on the border. Like I said, I mentioned earlier, I have been to Tijuana myself, and it's just with the conditions and the trash and there's children and there's women there. And all of this was created by the left, and the left, they're just like everything else, like the violence that they have towards conservatives. They take it and they flip the story. They flip the truth. When I was down there, I don't know if you've ever seen them. They have these lime green hats on, the Lawyers Guild. You never seen them? they always show. So in California, I've seen them in California. They always show up to like a Trump rally or with Antifa, and they always hang out on the Antifa side, and they go around and they make sure that the police don't, you know, do anything wrong to Antifa. Well, I saw the same group in Tijuana, and I said, are you supposed to be able to operate here in Tijuana? So they took their hats off really quick because they're not supposed to do that. Well, come to find out, they're coaching these people in, you know, in Tijuana in various places on how to get it, you know, how to get around and beat the system.
Okay.
So right now, the left is saying that the crisis on the border is the children, the separation of children. What are your views on that?
That's not the crisis at the border right now. Right now is these children that they care so much about, they're being separated because men are taking children that are not genetically related to them, and they're acting like they're their kids, but in reality, they're their sex slaves. They're coming across the border to be sex trafficked. And if they really cared about the children, they would want them to be separated from these perverts so that they could be saved. Michael Knowles does an amazing job talking about the crisis with the sex trafficking at the border. Look up some of his videos. A great job doing it. But I don't understand how the left calls these detention centers where they're being kept with toothbrushes, with water, with showers, with toilets, with everything they could need. Granted, it's not, you know, a 5-star hotel they're staying in, but they don't have the right. They're coming here. They're getting in these centers for free. They're being taken care of. They don't deserve to be treated like royalty because they're not. They're criminals in our country. And we're supposed to give them free healthcare. We're supposed to give them free education. So the left says there's concentration camps at our border, but then they look at the illegals and they're like, come on over anyway. So they tell them to come over.
Well, they do that because they want to create the conditions. They want to create this chaos on the border so then that way they can turn around and try to blame President Trump or anyone who supports President Trump.
Yeah.
And then I've seen some of the photos where the kids are playing with game consoles, Xboxes, PlayStations, and then they're trying to say, oh, they're so bad, it's so bad. I think one of the main reasons, it's just my opinion, you know, but I think one of the main reasons why they don't want to separate the children from these pedophiles is because the left supports pedophilia. And they are kind of, you know, they're like engaging and they're pushing this pedophilia onto the rest of us now. It hasn't really kicked in yet, but I've seen videos where they're saying, trying to say, you know, it's just love. You know, you can't tell anyone who to love or who not to love. And these people are sick. I mean, it's absolutely sick, especially. So I came from California, and in the schools in California, they're even pushing this pedophilia onto the kids. Prime example is the Dragon Queen story time.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, what kind of society do we live in? You know, it's absolutely sickening. And so on the border, there was an episode where this pedophile, and they refused to separate this grown man from this little girl. I forget how old she was. It doesn't even matter how old she was. I don't care if she was 48. They refused to separate this man from this young girl. He raped her for 4 months and then killed her.
Yep.
And then what does the left say about it? Nothing. Like, okay, let's put it up on her.
Yeah.
Never happened. It never happened. You know, because this is what they want. And I truly believe that they're demonic. They're possessed by these demons and they do these crazy things.
I tell you what, in Ohio, we have defunded libraries who are going to host any type of drag queen story hour. Mm. So we don't support that in Ohio. The last thing I read is that our governor was like, no way, that's not happening. Libraries are for children to go and learn, not see grown men dressed in makeup, you know, doing some crazy sex acts on the floor in front of children. So thank goodness. Thank you to our governor. But yes, you're absolutely right. I just wish that Trump and the Democrats could agree on what the crisis actually is. So when Trump said that there was a crisis and we need to build a border wall, we need a wall. Mm-hmm. They said, no, there's no crisis. That it's imaginary. Exactly. There's no crisis at all.
Thousands of people coming to the border, but there's no crisis.
There's no crisis. No, the 4,000 Americans that are killed every year due to illegal immigration. Was it 270,000 violent crimes are committed by illegal aliens? But there's no crisis.
There's no crisis.
There's no crisis. But now there is a crisis. And it's that we weren't letting these people into our country all willy-nilly. So I wish we could come together, recognize that there is a problem in general just with illegal immigration, and we could fix it, because I don't care where the children come from. I don't care their immigration status. They don't deserve to be sex trafficked. They don't deserve to be raped. They don't deserve to be taken from their moms and dads and sold into a sex child trafficking ring. They don't deserve that. I don't care what their immigration status is. They need to be safe. So we do care about the children, but we care about helping them instead of just setting them free.
You know, the left, what I've noticed, the left, they'll find, what is it? How Hillary said it? Don't let any good crisis go to waste.
Mm-hmm.
So they found there's an issue on the border. So then they're like, okay, how can we utilize it?
Yes.
How can we use this to touch the hearts of the American people to get them to be on our side? Because you're right. Originally, there was no crisis. Trump is making it up. Jim Acosta went down there touching the fence. Somebody, see, there's nothing happening, even though he's like, he's at a wall. Right? Yeah. I mean, what an idiot. I'm like, there's nothing happening here. No one's coming across because he's at a secure location. Yeah. I mean, that's the way they think. It's like, oh, so people are supposed to take it in and observe and say, oh, okay, yeah, Jim Acosta's right. But see, now there is a crisis because of the children.
Yes.
And they want to bring the children in and put them on the table and keep them comfortable.
That's how exactly, it, right? Exactly.
Keep them comfortable.
We'll keep them comfortable and we'll have a discussion about what to do with them afterwards.
Yes, yes, that's exactly it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is so sinister. These people, I truly believe the left, this, and I've said this many times, the left, they do everything, they support everything of Satan.
Oh, yeah.
Everything.
I mean, number one thing is abortion that they support. That's disgusting. It's immoral, but they claim they cry about children. And I know all the listeners understand exactly what we're saying. We're preaching to the choir here.
Oh, yes.
But it is nice to recognize these hypocrisies that they engage in. If they cared about children, they wouldn't support Planned Parenthood. They wouldn't cry about their right to choose. I went to... I don't even remember where it was because it was in the middle of nowhere. I forget what state it was in, but they had a protest about shutting down the last Planned Parenthood in the state. And we went out there to cover this. Missouri, yes. Yes, so we went to Missouri. And these crazed, satanic women were out there talking about how babies were parasites. They're parasites up until you give birth to them.
Not even human. They say the tissue's not even human.
Yes.
So I've started thinking to myself, I'm saying, okay, if the tissue's not even human, did they get abducted by aliens?
Yes.
And, you know, the women were probed? You know,
I've asked
and
them,
then something else is not, it's not human tissue then? I mean, what is it
I looked
then?
At one woman, she's like, it's not a human. I was like, oh, what DNA is it? And they're like, well, it's human DNA. But I was like, but it's not a human. They're like, no. And I'm like, so it's a hamburger. You're pregnant with a hamburger then.
Or maybe it is an alien, you know. It's going to come out and... and then it's going to start going in everybody's face.
Exactly. What is that, Predator versus Alien?
That sucking sound on the southern border. This is the War Room. We'll be back after this.
Infowars.com/show.
I talked to the president's staff on y'all's behalf, and there will be a separate meeting for the band folks, Laura Loomer, Milo Yiannopoulos, Gavin McInnes, and Alex Jones.
InfoWars. The most banned network in the world.
If you could say something to Alex Jones or the InfoWars audience right now, tuning in, what would you say?
I would say that I talked to the president's staff on y'all's behalf, and there will be a separate meeting for the band folks, Laura Loomer, Milo Yiannopoulos, Gavin McInnes, and Alex Jones, and the White House plans to meet with those folks separately to hear how they actually got planned, because the media reports something nasty. And I think that that needs to be accounted for. There are some people in Silicon Valley who are left of center who hear and read CNN and MSNBC, and that's not accurate news. That's fake news. And so what they need to hear is straight voices. And the president is ready to collect those voices, hear them inside of our government. And I would say that you're not alone. The government will hear you soon. But we ought to hold President Trump and the administration to account. But what I've heard today really did encourage me for everyone.
Awesome. Awesome. Go to Infowars.com. Please share that report. Everybody needs to see that report. We need to share that report everywhere. Go ahead and tweet it. It should be okay as of right now. You know, I don't think Twitter and the social media, the socialist media platforms want that, you know, the heat on them, because the censorship doesn't happen, right?
Right, right. That's why, Alex, you know, it doesn't happen, but that's why they're going to get their own meeting. Hopefully that stays true. Share the links, guys. Go to Infowars.com, share the links, and make sure we keep circulating that so that it doesn't just get forgotten that this was said is going to happen. It needs to happen. Those people need to have their own meeting. They need to talk about what's going on, how they're being targeted. And then Facebook is saying it's okay to hurt them. Share that link. Don't let that just get forgotten out there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's kind of scary that you have a company in America advocating for violence of American citizens or just people in general, because Paul, you know, he's in the UK. It's just remarkable for a company to actually put that out there, and then they redact it, you know, trying to remove it and say, oh, that's not what we meant. And yeah, try to squash the story before it actually went completely viral. But it had already gone viral.
Yeah. So hopefully that's something that will get brought up in this meeting at the White House that they're going to have. Share the link. Make sure it happens. It has to happen.
Yeah. You know, I've seen, so for the last week or so, I've seen more and more people sharing the InfoWars articles. I've seen it on my Twitter. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is really good. This is really good to see. I mean, I've even seen people share InfoWarsStore.com, you know, because I talk about the Turbo Force and I talk about the Brain Force. I really like the Turbo Force. Mm-hmm. I drink that with hot water like I'm drinking tea. And I've seen people even talk about it, and they keep talking about it, and nothing's happening, which is really nice, which is really good. And, you know, right now they have the 1776 worldwide, you know, up to 75%, you know, and they have so many products on there that are that's at the price of 1776, which is brilliant.
And you know what's even better? Is that if you go to the store and you buy these products, you're supporting me. You're supporting Will. You're supporting Alex. You're supporting this operation that we have. We aren't getting money from the government.
No.
Alex doesn't get money from George Soros, believe it or not. And we are funded by the listeners that are listening right now. So if you go and if all the listeners bought even a thing of toothpaste, that would fund us.
Yes.
You use toothpaste every day. Might as well get it from InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah, absolutely. And with it being 75% off, this is a great time to take the opportunity to try the product.
Yeah, exactly.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
It's good for you.
Yes.
It's good for me. It's good for this operation to keep going. You know, it would suck after all the attacks that Alex has endured, me, Owen, Paul Joseph Watson, for us to just go off air because we can't be supported or we're not getting funded. That would really suck if we put in all this effort and then we have to backtrack. We don't want that to happen. And we can't do that without everybody watching, everybody listening. So thank you to all of our supporters, because you're allowing me to go out and do awesome reports, go around the country.
Same here. You know, because of all of the wonderful people out there that understand the fight that we're in. And it's a fight. It is a win-win.
It's an info.
It's a win-win opportunity here.
Oh,
you know, for everybody. And not just because you buy the products, you're getting something, but you're absolutely helping this fight.
Excellent.
And this fight is something that we all have to get into. So
absolutely.
Speaking about the fight, the Rose Garden, you know, the liberal media. If we can have that video queued up, I'm not even sure what number it is, but it's the Rose Garden. They're smart. They know exactly what's going on. It's the video. They have the Rose Garden where, what's his name? Gorska, yeah, Sebastian Gorka, where he confronts the leftist, I think the guy's from MSNBC, and he's tried to say that Trump supporters are all demon, but they support everything that's demonic.
Yes.
That's what's really crazy about it. So can we go ahead and cue that up and play it? Please, let's play that, and then we'll talk more about it.
Don't be sad. Don't be sad.
No, I'm just standing alone. This is a group of people that are eager for demonic possession.
Demonic possession.
And you're a journalist, right?
Hey, come on over here and talk to me, brother. We can go outside and have a long conversation.
He just threatened me.
Yeah, let's go outside.
You're threatening me. You are a punk. You're not a journalist. You're a punk.
Go home. Journalist, go home. Hey, Gorka, get a job.
Hey, just for the record, he'd kick your punk ass.
Which That's is the true. Best part. That is the best part. I'm like, I'm waiting for that part to show up, you know. Because, and then he turned around, and there's more footage of it. But there he turns around and tries to say that he didn't threaten him when he told him, said, "Let's step outside."
So that's
anytime someone tells you that, if I tell you, say, "Kaylin, I'm mad at you, let's step outside," or "I don't like you, let's step outside." What does that mean? It means I want to fight outside. And that's exactly what he did.
You know, and he's so silly. He's so out of his mind. He doesn't realize he's already outside.
Yeah, he's already outside.
He's outside.
But see, that's a liberal logic.
Yeah.
They can't even put two and two together. Oh, yeah, we're outside.
So while we're on the topic of people fighting, getting violent, the left getting violent, there is an HD video up, right, guys?
Yeah.
Of Owen's assault at DC again. So if you go to Infowars.com, you can see that up there in an article. Is it in an article yet?
Is the article there?
Yes.
The HD video of Owen. I'm pretty sure it's there. Okay.
Okay, we're going to get it. So
the HD footage is coming.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so what we saw earlier was alive.
Alive.
So they have the HD footage coming. Awesome, yes. Awesome. So for anyone who wants to see it in full HD, go to Infowars.com and you'll be able to see the full HD. It should be posted here later today. Awesome. Absolutely. Good deal. Good deal.
There you go.
Good deal. So how long are you in town? Because I've been here the week. So, and we're almost at the end of the hour, and it's been a real pleasure to have you here. So I know you have a special event that you're attending this evening, and I plan on going with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be pretty exciting. So everyone needs to tune in. You're going to be live on. Are you going to do
we'll
it live?
Maybe. I don't usually, but maybe we can. Maybe we can do something different and go live. If I do go live, it'll be at Liberty Hangout on YouTube. So everybody go there and make sure you subscribe so you can get our live footage if we decide to go live. But usually we go record and then mash up all the good stuff together and put it right out there for everybody.
I like it. Yeah. A lot of times I go out to different places and I'll just, you know, fire up my phone and go live and then people tune in and watch it. And sometimes I go back and pull out certain things. But I really like the fact that you record it because then you can upload the HD version of it. And then people will be like, okay. It's just the left. They always try to say, well, you doctored the video to make it look like I said something that I didn't say. You said it. It came out of your mouth.
That's a good thing. In Missouri that I was talking about for the abortion rally, a woman looked at me and she was, "I hope someone holds you down by your pigtails and rapes you." And then she got out her phone and started recording me. And I was like, oh, since I noticed she was recording, I was like, "You told me you hope I get raped." She's like, I didn't say that. And I was like, well, we have a video of it. So that was a good one. That was good content.
Yeah. The power of the camera.
Absolutely.
In some cases, you know, like Tommy Robinson, you can't even use the camera.
Yes.
I'm willing to bet they're going to try to make it where he can never, ever pick up another camera because he's exposing them for the truth that they've been doing to him.
And then they go and make up some bogus charge. Yes. No one's ever been put in prison for this charge in the UK before, but Tommy Robinson.
Yes.
All of a sudden.
Yes. We don't like you, so we'll make up something to get rid of you.
Absolutely.
Or in this case, like on Facebook, we'll just put it out there that you can be threatened.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. My name is Will Johnson. This is The War Room sitting in for Owen Schroyer. Thank you, Kaylin.
Thank you.
We'll be back after this. Take care.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight.
for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
All right, we are back. Will Johnson sitting in for Owen. He is traveling back home from D.C., where he was attacked again for the second time, 2.0. You know, it's amazing how the left, they don't like what you're saying. You simply just talk. Just have a conversation, and they get angry, and they can't help themselves, so they want to retaliate, and they want to harm you because you're just talking. You know, you can say stuff and you don't even have to yell at anyone just because you disagree. They want to be violent towards you. But let me do this. I found this box right here, and this box has a whole bunch of goodies in it. And this is called the 8-Pack Power Stack. And inside of this pack, you open it up and there's one that says wake up and work. And you take the packet. I don't know if you can. Maybe we can bring the document cam. You can show this here a little bit closer. I just want to show. So they have one in this packet. This is the reason why I'm talking about it, because this is an awesome time right now for you to pick this up and to try it. The 8-pack has a daytime, and then they have another one where it tells you to take it 30 minutes before you go to bed. AM and PM. And how convenient is it? You know, I mean, just think about it. Because I know a lot of people, they take, you know, drug prescriptions and stuff like that. Or they take vitamins for health reasons. But they have to get these little containers and they put them all in. But these, they already all come together. How could you not try it? Right? How could you not? For me, I think it was brilliant. Whoever came up with that idea is just, you know, they were actually literally thinking out of the box. And right now, 1776 worldwide. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. When Caitlin was here, she brought it up talking about how it's absolutely true. When you buy the products, you help. I mean, you're helping yourself. That's why I said it's a win-win. You're helping yourself along with helping this fight. That's one way you can get into the fight. And I know a lot of times people saying, well, you're talking about the products, you're talking about, you know, someone buying something, but this is something that's actually beneficial to you. Why would you not try it? I've done it years ago when I would watch Alex Jones, and I'm sitting there watching him and I'm thinking, oh, you know what? I'm listening to him. And I said, you know what? Let me just try the product just to see. And the first product I purchased was the Brain Force, and I was just blown away. It's like, how is it possible that they put this in a bottle like this and it absolutely works? And for the left, they complain that he sells these supplements. You know why? Because they work. They work. You know, it's one thing you go to the store, you know, like certain food stores, and they sell all of these different products and you don't know what you're getting. You know, and a lot of times you go there and they're marked up, they're overpriced, and it was like, oh, because it's a health store, you just assume, a lot of people just assume it's going to work. But you know what? When Alex talks about these products, they actually do what he said they're going to do. And I know firsthand. And the main products I talk about are the ones that I take. The Brain Force, the Turbo Force. I've had the X2. Now, the X2 is just it's magic in a bottle. It is magic in a bottle, the X2. For me, I couldn't even believe that they actually had that in a bottle. I'm like, is this even legal? Of course it is. But I'm just saying, the benefit that you get from it. You know, you probably have these crazies that's out there, the leftists that want to remove it. And of course, that's exactly what they'll do. When they find something that's good, that's beneficial to humanity, remove it. Get rid of it. That's their goal. That is their goal. My name is Will Johnson. This is The War Room. We'll be back after this brief message to talk about the craziness that's going on in the world. We'll be back. Welcome back to the War Room. My name is Will Johnson, sitting in for Owen Schroyer. You know, I like to talk about these topics that are, I guess you would call them hot button topics. You know, the border is one of them. The drag queen storytelling time, that's one of them. It's pretty much everything that the left is doing. Now, let me be clear. A lot of people say, I've had people send me messages saying, Will, why do you always bash the left? I'm not bashing anyone. All I'm doing is talking about what they're doing. Now, I will talk about some of the things that the right does. You know, I mean, personally, Republicans, a lot of them don't even have a backbone. I mean, seriously, I see that. And the reason why I say they don't have a backbone, because when the left, they come up with all of these fraudulent charges or fraudulent talking points about President Trump, which we all know is a total lie, a lot of these Republicans don't say anything. And to me, that is a problem. So I kind of get a little upset when the Republicans don't step up. Now, you do have a few Republicans, they will step up and say something. But there's more Republicans than just a few. There's a lot of Republicans out there. And for the most case, people that are conservatives voted for the Republicans so they would go up on the Hill and defend the American people and do their jobs. And that consists of President Trump. So that brings me to another story about how the left will take stuff and they twist it. So there's a clip, and it was just here recently. And if I'm not mistaken, it was in Waco, Texas. There was an instance where a young black male went to a shopping store, a little convenience store. And while he was there, he supposedly, if I remember correctly, he rolled up in his car to the store and he was playing rap music in his car. Well, while he was playing rap music in his car, some guy didn't like the fact that he was playing rap music. So the guy decided to retaliate to him and kill him. Now, no one should ever be okay with someone taking another human being's life. No one should ever be okay with that. The problem that I have with this story is how they take the story and can completely make it up that it's racially related, as if, oh, white people are doing this and white people are doing that to black people. How about it's just another person, which can be a monster, doing something to someone that they shouldn't be doing in the first place? So we have this clip where they're talking about it here in Waco, Texas, where the incident took place. So if we could, let's go to that clip and play that report.
Well, friends have identified him as 17-year-old Elijah Alameen and say he did not deserve to die. According to police, the suspect brutally stabbed him to death just 48 hours after getting out of jail on another violent crime. The suspect's attorney says the mental health system is broken.
You're going to the store, then your son just doesn't come home.
Friends say 17-year-old Elijah Alameen had big plans to own his own business one day. But on 4th of July, police say Elijah was at the soda machine inside this Circle K when 27-year-old Michael Adams came up behind him and slit his throat. Ariana Ivory worked with Elijah at Taco Bell for a year and says they bonded over Elijah's passion.
He talked about rap music all the time. He loved rap artists.
Ivory says Elijah would memorize lyrics for a much deeper purpose than the music itself.
He just always said that rap artists were like, it spoke to him and that it just gave him a sense of purpose in a way, like that he went through a lot of things that they went through too.
Never did Ivory think that would be the reason Elijah was killed. According to Adams' attorney, he was just released from the Department of Corrections 2 days ago after serving a 13-month sentence. The police report says Adams told police the 17-year-old was listening to rap music in his car, and he believes people who listen to rap are a threat to him and the community. So he said he stabbed him with a pocket knife.
This is a disabled person, and he's been released into the world and left to fend for himself. And 2 days later, this is where we are.
His attorney says the Department of Corrections failed Elijah and that Adams was put back on the streets with no resources or psychiatric help, even though he had a past of severe mental illness and violent crimes. She wants policy to change so no other teen has their life senselessly cut short.
just, he had a lot of dreams that he told me about that he really wanted. And I just wish, like, if I could talk to him one more time, I'd be like, dude, go follow those dreams that you really wanted to do. Everybody deserves that.
Now that attorney tells us she wants to see more mental health resources and psychiatric help.
So you know what? They're pushing this. It is a mental issue, because anyone that does such a horrible crime cannot be in their right mind. It is a mental issue. And like I said before, anyone taking a life or someone dying should not be glorified. No one should ever celebrate it. There's nothing good about it. It is a horrible thing. No matter who the person is, a life, that's one of the, that is like the most cherished thing that we all have, is our lives. And you have people just come and take it. Now, the problem that I have with this story, and I'm going to hammer this because they constantly do this. They turn around and make it as if it's racist. Now, the only reason why they're doing it, because the monster in this case was a white male, and he did it to a black male. Had the kid been a white kid, they wouldn't be saying that. Could have been the same exact crime. But then you would have these people, the way they think, they wouldn't even be talking about it. Now, they probably would have done a report on it, but they would not be talking about it. And they wouldn't most definitely not try to say it's racially related. Now, like in Chicago, you have black people killing black people. They don't say it's racially related, and it's okay. But in this case, let me just read one of the tweets where I saw this online. And it says, a white supremacist. Now, in the report, they didn't even talk white supremacist. His color has nothing to do with it. He's a monster. But here it says a white supremacist in Arizona. Okay, so I apologize. So this was in Arizona. A white supremacist in Arizona stabbed a 17-year-old kid in the neck and killed him. Claimed it was because the kid was listening to rap music. The media is running with the mental ill excuse, but it's clearly a hate crime. You see that? They say it's clearly a hate crime. Just because the monster was white and the kid was black, how come it just can't be a crime? That's all it is. It is a crime. It's a horrible crime that took place. It is a horrible crime that took place. And you always have these, and it's predominantly black people, and you got white liberals, they jump in there too, try to say it's a white supremacist doing all this. And how do they know that dude is a white supremacist? Oh, because he's white? Oh, he's white, so it is a white supremacist. No, how about he's just a monster? Even if there was the other way around, if it was a white kid and the guy that stabbed the white kid was black, he would still be a monster. But you wouldn't get these anti-humanity people, and I call them anti-humanity because they always make everything about racist. They wouldn't be saying it's racially related then. If it was a black guy did this to a white kid, they wouldn't even be talking about it. They were just like, oh, it's okay because it was white. All of these stories that they make up. Now, after the break, I'm going to get into a lot more of the hoax. And they make up all of these crimes talking about white people are doing this and white people are doing that, which is a total lie. So because they don't have the stories, they make it up. They just put it on the screen. You put that back on the screen, at least 10 more seconds. They make it up because they don't have the crime that they're looking for, that they need to make it look like white people are doing X, Y, Z to black people. So let's just make it up because it's okay. We can make it up. It's insane what they're doing. So after this break, I'm going to get more into the hoax, the anti-truth is what I like to say. But it's this crime, this hate crime that they're making up. And it's all geared towards white people. They always say it's white people doing the hate crimes, and it's not even true. It's not even true. My name is Will Johnson. This is The War Room, and I'm sitting in for Owen Schroyer.
Infowars.com/show.
back. The time is 4:20. The time is 4:20 Central Time Zone. Some people like that time, some a little more than others. I'm happy to be here. My name is Will Johnson, sitting in for Owen Schroyer. I am in the war room, and I've mentioned it before that I see it as a complete honor to be here. All right, so, you know, I was talking about how the left create these hate crimes, and it's all a hoax, and the common denominator in the left creating these hoaxes and these hate crimes is that it just happened to be that they say it's someone white, a white Trump supporter did this to me. And the thing is, they're making it all up. You know what the main problem is? When after they do that, you get the liberal media that will run with the story. Jussie Smollett is the prime example. They get the liberal media to run with it as if it's even true. You know, they had the young men at the White House wearing a MAGA hat, and then he's just standing in front of an Indian guy, and the Indian guy, oh, blah, 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 yeah. And all of a sudden, the liberal media said, oh, my goodness, look at him. He's standing his ground. How dare he? You racist. You racist. The left, they need this. They need the hate crime. They need the division. They create it on a daily basis. They lie. They lie. They lie. Oh, Trump supporters, you're white. You're racist. You're automatically racist. Jussie Smollett, what he did to this country alone by creating the division was one of the biggest things that created more division. And, you know, the left, you had CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, the Alphabet Network Soup Group, all of them jump in and say that Jussie Smollett was attacked by two white men, not even knowing the story. Not even knowing the story, not even knowing the truth. But, you know, of course, they're not going to deal in the truth. And then you have a whole bunch of people over and over trying to say that Jussie Smollett should be, you know, set free because he's innocent. He's innocent. And that's why, you know, he yelled out, oh, he said that the two white guys, which, you know, they weren't white. Everyone knows the truth about it. Oh, he yelled out MAGA country. And I said, oh, wow, look at this. So, you know, I had took it upon myself, you know, took President Trump, MAGA country, make America great again. And Trump actually is creating MAGA country. That's where Jussie Smollett got it from. He got it from Trump. So I took it upon myself and I made some T-shirts called MAGA country. And you can get them on my website right now, uniteamericafirst.com, MAGA country. And people love the T-shirt. I wear the T-shirt every opportunity I get. But the main point I want to bring to everyone's attention is that every time they make up this hate crime, they always say it's someone white. They always say it's someone white that's doing this. They always, that's the common denominator. The left say, oh, a hate crime took place. It was a white person. You know, for example, I have one example. I'm just going to read a few here. And I went out and I did some research on this, just looking for the hoax, you know, all the hate crime that they said that took place. And if you go to Google and you type in hate crime hoax, Google they'll make it pretty difficult for you to find it because it's every single one of them shows how the left is making up these lies to try to make white people look bad. And Google make it difficult for you to find it. So, yeah, I had to go over to Bing because it's not Google.com, Bing, right? So I went over there and sure enough, a whole bunch of stuff start popping up. And there's one page I found that said there's like 21 different instances where the fake hoax, where the left created this whole hysteria and put it out there. And I was mentioning it earlier, the main reason about all of this is that once they put the story out there, be it true or not, in most cases it's not even true. Once they put the story out there, it's already gone. it's already gone. And then if they come back and they redacted it, you know, they'll do a little small column about it and say, okay, yeah, this wasn't true. But they don't go out and hammer it and say, okay, you know what? This was not true. Look how they did Jussie Smollett. Did you, have you, and I watch the Communist News Network or the Criminal News Network or the Clinton News Network. I'll watch them just to see what they're going to say. And they never went out there and talked about how Jussie Smollett lied. So there's one site I found. It was like 21 different times where they completely lied. Like, for one, I'll just read through some of these. I'm not going to read through all of these. We don't have enough time to go through all of them. But, you know, anti-hate crime in Michigan turns out to be a hoax. That was November 2016. Bisexual student fakes Trump-inspired hate crime, November 2016. Gas station racism goes viral. And then the police debunked it, November 2016. A white man robbed Muslim woman of her hijab and wallet, except for it never happened. These things never even took place. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And there's, you know, there's some of them where a white student, anti-Muslim, you know, graffitied on his door, and come to find out it was a person that complained about it, that put it on there. See, they don't have any video footage of white people actually going out, for example, to Trump rallies, attacking people. Now, let me be clear. The Klan, they are white people. Okay, just to be clear. The Klan, they are white people. But you know, the Klan, they are Democrats. Originally, the Klan was created by the Democratic KKK Party. But they don't want to acknowledge that today. But all of these crimes that have been taking place, these hate crimes, these fake hate crimes, have been someone black, or even in this case, Muslim, or someone that's living a sinful lifestyle, that have blamed someone white for doing a hate crime. The common denominator is leftists blame white people, specifically white Trump supporters, for hate crimes that's not even taking place. White powder, because I like cake. White powder, because I like cake. Maybe a little too much. But anyways, the left is not going to stop. And they put these fake stories out there, knowing that once they put the story out, the first 48 hours, the story goes viral. First 24 to 48 hours, the story is out there, is viral. The damage is already done. At that point, they don't care what you find out after that, because they've already put the narrative out there that all white people are bad. All white Trump supporters are bad. That's why the left saying we need to get our white brothers and sisters to acknowledge how racist they are. AOC said that. My name is Will Johnson. This is The War Room. We'll be back after this break.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Donald J. Trump is president of the United States.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes.
It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Welcome back. My name is Will Johnson. I'm sitting in for Owen Schroyer this Friday. Hope everyone is having an awesome Friday. You know, the left, it's the left that make things difficult. Can you imagine an America without the left? Or just imagine a world without the left? Talking about heaven on earth. You know, they're not going to like that. Oh, he wants to get rid of us. Exterminate, exterminate. No. Calm down. I like for leftists to be around because I like the conversation. It, you know, it makes for good conversation. It's just a lot of them. They're so violent. They have this militant way of thinking because they can't say anything that has, you know, a good substantial meat to what they're trying to say because they don't have anything. They're making stuff up based on their feelings. Yes. Exterminate. The left reminds me of the Dalek. That's exactly what the left are. The Daleks. For those of you who don't know, that's Doctor Who. Who? Doctor Who. Who? But anyways, let me get back to what I was kind of addressing. And then actually there's some breaking news about Facebook. I want to talk a little bit about that here in a minute too. But I have a printout that I doing my research earlier about how the left, you know, they're trying to make everyone white to be bad. And it's a growing trend. And actually, I've been talking about it for over 2 years. Even on my personal vlog, I've been talking about how they're attacking white people. And they have justified the attacks on white people. Don Lemon even said that, you know, the problem in America are white men. You know, you hear that from the left a lot. And it's amazing that they're even allowing Joe Biden to stay at the top of the ticket right now. You know, I think they're just allowing him to build up. Then they're going to break him down because, you know, all the different things that's taking place. Even the same thing with AOC attacking Nancy Pelosi. AOC is, you know, I consider her to be the real leader of the Democrat Party, you know, and Nancy Pelosi is just a speaker in name only. But as I was doing my research, I came across this guy. I'm not even call him a gentleman because he's pretty disgusting. He goes by Bishop Talbert Swan. And on his thing, and if I'm not mistaken, it was pinned on his Twitter page. And he says, and it's all caps for the one. If one white woman accused me of rape, my career would be over. Why does it have to be a white woman? How about if it's just one woman? Take the white out and just put woman, right? If you actually raped a woman, your career should be over. It has nothing to do with the color. So basically, I like to ask him, so are you saying that if you raped a black woman, then it's okay? You know, just don't worry about it. Oh, maybe we should talk about Virginia. You know, the governor of Virginia or the lieutenant governor of Virginia. It came out that he raped two black women, right? And these were actual cases. And look at him. He's still there because the Democrats said, oh, let's not talk about it. But see, if it's a white woman, then it's, then it's a problem, right? So basically he's saying it's okay to rape black women, but white women, you can't do it because you'll lose your career. Not if you rape a black woman. And Virginia is a prime case, prime example on that. Prime example. He goes on to say a white man accused of rape by 22, which is in caps again, women being able to run for a second term as POTUS and half the country still support him. Actually, is more than half the country because more than half the country don't believe the stupid lies coming out of the left. Okay. Is all you need to know about racism. White male. He says, white male, white supremacy. This is the left. They hone in, they tune in, they live by the division and trying to say that everybody white is bad. And you know what? And I've said this too, and I'm going to repeat it. It should not be someone like me coming out saying that, you know, white people aren't bad, which is a true statement. I shouldn't have to say that. But the reason why I have to say that is because we have these leftist anti-humanity people trying to make it look like everybody white is bad. And here it is. I'm a black guy. Dreadlocks. Yes, and my dreadlocks are slightly long. They're not really long. I cut them. Once a year, I cut them. I digress. Not even important. But the left, they don't like the fact, and I have leftists send me messages, call me all of the colorful, hateful names because I don't demonize white people. And then I ask this simple question. And I love asking this simple question of these hateful leftists. And majority of the ones I'm talking about are black. I ask a simple question. During slavery, when the Underground Railroad was running, who owned the deeds to the homes? And they just look at me. And they're like dumbfounded because they know the answer. They refuse to answer the question. And it's a simple question. Who owned the home to the deeds that ran the Underground Railroad? And I said, because I know you're not going to answer the question. You're not going to publicly answer it, because then if you publicly answer it, that means you know exactly what I'm talking about, and everything that you've been saying has been completely twisted and wrong. White people own the homes. There it is. Oh, and they just get, then all of a sudden they start calling me these colorful names. Some of them are C-O-O-N. You know, they call me a raccoon, and they go, oh, no, listen to them. I'd never been called all these crazy, hateful, despicable names until I started speaking up and saying what is truth. Why is that? You ever wonder that? How did we become a society where everything start going backwards? You know, Martin Luther King, he was saying, don't judge a man by the color of his skin, but by his character, right? I mean, that's what we're supposed to be. And what's really amazing, the Democrats, they love quoting Martin Luther King, but yet none of them live by what he says. How does that work? How does that say, well, Martin Luther King is one of us, but then they don't want to live by what Martin Luther King was saying? It's amazing that they do that, and they don't even realize that they're doing it. These people have lost every sense of rationale. That's why we call them leftists. All right, we got one more minute. Let me read this to you. It says, "Can this is another one I found on Twitter when I was doing the research. Can white people stop making themselves victim of racism over the fake tan debate?" I'm like, really? What's wrong with getting a tan? Since I've been in Texas, I've gotten darker, believe it or not. I've gotten darker. It says, the debate, black people and people of color literally get racially profiled and are victims of hate crimes by white people almost every day in the Western world. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? If this was happening daily in the Western world, they would be showing it. See, all they do is talking points. They say it all the time. They say it every single day on the liberal media, on the liberal socialist media, on the liberal socialist media platforms. They say it every day without any proof of it. Just because you say it does not mean it's true. Stop doing it. You're hateful. You're despicable. You're demonic leftist liberals. This is the War Room. We'll be back.
Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back. My name is Will Johnson. This is the War Room, sitting in for Owen Schroyer. You know, one of the things Facebook, one of the producers just handed me, the FTC approves roughly $5 billion, $5 billion Facebook settlement. You know, personally, I don't think it's enough. I really don't think it's enough. You know, I mean, maybe if you can look up how much Facebook is worth, so we can put that up on the screen, because I think $5 billion is kind of It'll hurt a little bit, right? And it'll put it in the news. But Facebook, personally, I think Facebook should be hit with, you know, maybe 20 billion because it really needs to hurt. Everything that Facebook has been doing to the United States, to the people in America, has been completely disgusting. You know, and a lot of people call them fascist book. You know, and this is going to hit them hard. It's going to hit them hard, but I don't think it's going to hit them hard enough because Facebook has enough money to keep this in the course and just keep it going forever and then get people to forget about it. They're multi-billions. If you can find exactly how much Facebook is worth, I forget exactly how much. He sold about $3.3 billion over the past 6 months. Yeah, that's interesting. Does that mean he's getting out? Does that mean he's getting out of Facebook? Zuckerberg sell $3.3 billion? What does that mean? Maybe there's some insider trading going on. What does that mean? I don't know. Maybe we need to talk to the experts at Facebook, right? How does Facebook keep going on like this? And when they're doing everything that they can to censor American people, they sold off the American people's information. God knows how much they actually made in all of that. And then they said they're going to stop doing it. Then they got caught still doing it. Facebook is almost like they're such the criminal organization like all criminals would love to operate in. Because they act like the government can't touch them. They act like, you know, the First Amendment doesn't mean anything. And it's amazing that that they're actually even having this happen. You know, the Federal Trade Commission voted this week to approve roughly $5 billion settlement. And put that back on the screen, if you would, please. I think it was, how much is that? Between $339 billion. Wow, look at that. That is insane. Between $339 billion to $527 billion. See, $5 billion, are you kidding me? $5 billion? They need to be hit hard. How about President Trump put something in place that possibly could cause Facebook to break up? You know, I think Google should be right there along with them. At what point is it going to happen? The stocks move higher after report? Really? Put that back up on the screen for me. Facebook stocks move higher after report of $5.5 billion FTC settlement. Really? That's interesting. They move higher? How does that happen? How does that work? You know, interesting. Maybe something's going to actually be done. Let me give you an example of something what happened to me with Facebook. And maybe this helps them. I don't know. Facebook is tied in with Instagram and I try to create ads because I have my own website, unitesamericafirst.com, and I sell T-shirts, hats, different things like that. And I try to do an ad on Facebook selling my T-shirt. And one of the T-shirts that I have on there is a T-shirt called Trump is Your President. And it shows the American flag with inside the letters. And then another one called Mega Country that has the flag with inside the letters. It's just, you know, because I love this country and I want to represent. Well, I created an ad on Facebook and the Facebook, they took my money and they declined my ad. Never returned the money. And what they did is they declined it and they said, you can appeal it. So I appealed the ad on Facebook. And then after I appealed the ad, they said it's pending for review. And I should see something within 24 to 48 hours, if I remember correctly on there. And 20 to 48 hours came and went. Nothing ever happened. Same thing. It went on. And then again, I went over to Instagram and the exact same thing happened on Instagram. They took my money, says it's up for review. I appealed it. 24 to 48 hours came and went. 4 days came and went. 6 weeks came and went. And what happened? Nothing. It's still just sitting there pending. I've already spent my money. Not only are they doing what they can to censor Americans, they're taking Americans' money. Is that not stealing? I mean, just imagine if you bought a T-shirt from me and I took your money and I never sent you the T-shirt. What would that be? I would consider that stealing, rightfully so. Facebook, they'll take your money, but they won't allow you to put the ad out there. And the only reason why I tried to do the ad on Facebook, because I have quite a few followers, and people, when they see ads, people are subject to buy stuff. Prime example, when we talk about ads, and when I talk about it and I create the ads, when people buy the T-shirts and buy the hats, they help me keep the website up. They help me keep me doing what I'm doing, speaking out, reaching people. It's the same thing here at InfoWars, and it's an honor for me to be a guest here in the War Room. Same thing here. When people go to the website, InfoWarsStore.com, and you buy the products, you've just try the product. Pick one, try it. You will be impressed. Right now, they have this special 1776, where some of the products you go on to InfoWarsStore.com, the price has been set to 1776. And Alex Jones said, you know what? They're not even really making that much money from it because he's making it like rock bottom. I haven't heard him say that. I'm just saying that. But he's making it to where people buy the product so you can try it. So you will know the quality that you're receiving. Who else does that? I mean, I listen to many people online, but how many people you see do that? How many people you see pretty much just giving the product away so you can see what it's like? See what it's like. And then once you get it, you're like, my goodness. Because the first time I bought the Brain Force, I'm thinking to myself, why haven't I bought this before? What was I waiting on? Why was I declining purchasing this? It wasn't until after I tried it. I said, you know what? Let me just try it. 1776. Are you kidding me? 1776 for the Brain Force? Most people don't even realize what you're getting. And the main reason why I talk about the Brain Force, because that's something that I've taken myself. And I like to think when I go into these different rallies, like I've been to the Battle of Berkeley, I've been to Portland, and right before I go in, like an hour to 30 minutes, I'll take two of them. And it just gives me this clear sense of what's going on. It's like my spidey senses start tingling after I take it. And it's not anything like give you this rush, like you got to run here, run there, bounce there and bounce there. It's almost like clarity kicks in. It's like everything just opens up where you can focus. It's almost like you take them and then you're all of a sudden you're like, see the writing on the wall, like the Matrix. You can see it. The walls start bending because you can control it. Okay, it really doesn't happen that way, but that's the way I feel. Okay, my feelings kick in then. Okay, but that's the way I feel. I like you can take on the world. And it really helps. The products actually work. 1776, 75% store wide, up to 75%. The products are amazing. Take my word for it. Take it. Believe it. I have no reason to lie to you. I'm just a guest here. I'm a guest here, and I'm the only reason why I'm telling you because it actually works. The products actually work. I am amazed. I am amazed 100%. My name is Will Johnson. This is The War Room. We have a special guest coming up, Frank Kavanaugh. Mega metal. We're going to talk to Frank after this break. See you in a minute.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
I'm Welcome back again. My name is Will Johnson, sitting in for the great Owen Schroeder. This has been an absolute honor this week to be sitting here while Owen has been in D.C. I take this as a great opportunity to be able to just rant and rave and get everything off of my chest and talk about all of this crazy stuff. We've had some wonderful guests come on with us this week. And like I was saying, when I first came this week, I was actually privileged to sit in on Alex Jones' show. And it just such a blessing, such an honor to be able to sit here and just to work with so many wonderful people. And one thing, now I'm pretty sure Alex has talked about it, Owen and even David Knight, but all of the people behind the scenes, the producers, the everyone in the control room, the switchboard operators, there's so many wonderful people that make this happen. And you don't even realize it until you get here and you see it. And I don't know, me personally, I have to do this live and say I give them more credit. They deserve more credit than they've been receiving, my opinion. Now, I'm not saying that Alex Jones haven't given them credit or Owen. I'm just making a statement that they deserve a lot of credit because it's like they are the ones to make the magic happen, right? And for me to be here, I see it as a complete, total blessing. And I've just come across so many wonderful people here. And there's more people behind the scenes than you think. That's why when people go to InfoWarsStore.com, you're making a true difference. You're actually helping in the fight. You're keeping everything going. You're keeping things alive here. And it's just amazing to see it all take place, to see it all go down. And to see the operation behind the scenes and see it how it just operates. And I've only been here a week as a guest, and I'm pretty sure I haven't even seen the tip of the iceberg here. It's just such an honor, such a blessing. I mean, I can go on and talk about how wonderful it is. And just what Alex has created here. I think that's part of the reason why the left hates him so much, because he's created something absolutely positive. And to have so many people that's working here and just have like-minded views. Now, I'm pretty sure everyone don't agree on everything, which is how it should be. No one should agree on everything that I've said today. You know? But when I say 2 + 2 = 4, I mean, at that point, everyone should agree. You know, you get liberals, they'd be like, well, it depends on how you feel about it. It doesn't have to be. I've actually had a liberal tell me that, but I digress. During the time, I talked about various things. And one of the things I talked about was the racist hate crimes, the hoax. And one of the guys, awesome guys in the control room gave me a report, a page, and it was, and since 2012, there's been at least 400 cases of fake hate crimes. Almost 400. This is crazy. This is ridiculous. And they're going to keep doing it. So after this break, yes, thank you for putting that up there. After this break, we're going to talk to Frank Kavanaugh. He is Full Metal MAGA.net. Frank Kavanaugh. To my understanding, he's been a frequent guest on here, which is awesome. So he knows the routine. He knows the deal. He's going to be able to ride along just fine. I'm the one that's learning everything. My name is Will Johnson. This is The War Room. Thank you. We'll be back after this break. welcome. All right. Hello, everybody. Thank you for hanging out with us. Like I said, it's been a real honor for me to be sitting here this wonderful Friday. We have our guest coming up right now. I guess let's go ahead and bring him on. Frank Cavanaugh, FullMetalMega.net. How you doing, sir?
How are you doing today?
You know what? I'm doing great. It's an honor to be sitting here. It's a great honor to be talking to you. You know, I love the name of your website, Full Metal Mega.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
How do you feel right now?
You know, I feel blessed.
Incredible, don't you? Do you feel filled with the spirit?
Yes, I feel blessed to be here. I mean, I can't even really express it other than, yeah, you know,
There's nothing like it in the world. It's like going on stage. I used to play back in the 90s in a big band. We can get into that later. There's nothing like it when you put yourself out there and you present yourself to people with your beliefs, with your product, which you're talking is your product, and they approve of it. And I want you to remember this right now. You just finished a week where it's amazing your story, Will. You get laid off. You move your family to Austin. You're guest hosting. You're in InfoWars for a week. You guest hosted for Owen for a couple of days. You guys just came off a marathon. It's amazing what you've just done, the work you've just done. And that is what all of us, the crew that you just thanked, the work that they've done, that's what all of us, that's what they can't, the work that I've done, they can't stop that. And when we were at, and I want you to remember this, and I want you to cherish it, and I want you to know this one last thing, and then I'll give it back to you, that this is just the beginning for you. And I know that your Christ is going to guide you, and stay humble, brother. You know, you're a fellow fan of freedom.
I appreciate it. You know what? I love this country. I love what God has done for me. And there's a lot of people that don't realize what they have until they lose it. And I realize where I'm sitting. I realize it, you know? So, and like I said, I see it as a true blessing to have this opportunity to guest host on the War Room like this. And, you know, through the marathon, I can't express it.
Be a shining example that you are. And we've been talking about the left. We talk about the left. We focus on it. What they don't have and what you have, and what most of us have, is we have gratitude. We know what it's like to struggle. We know what it's like to fight for what we want. And I personally did well in music, and then I joined the military and spent my time in Iraq. And I went from, you know, being a rock star to being a sergeant or a private in boot camp. And it re-humbled me. And I'm very grateful for what we have. And I'm so grateful for what the United States has given me that I was willing to sacrifice. And the people that are telling us no borders, no walls, no USA at all, it's unsustainable for them. It's not genuine. When you have the Sorosian Antifites, where you have this umbrella of Antifa that's all financed by some billionaire. And I don't know if you remember back in Ferguson, a couple months after Ferguson, there was a group, I think it was a Black Lives Matter group, that sued one of George Soros' organization because they didn't pay them the $15 an hour that they were supposed to get paid for protesting.
I remember
the left. It's all manufactured. On the right, it's not. You know, to come out and put yourself out into the public eye where you know that you're going to get doxxed, you're going to get threatened, you're going to get everything's. This is the new American Revolution. It is World War III. And why the globalists are so upset is that we've taken their weapons. We're the insurgents. Just like Ticonderoga and the Revolutionary Army got cannons and surrounded Boston, we've taken the internet. And the camera is the AK, and your words are bullets, and the podcast is an RPG, and a live stream is a stealth attack on them. And yes, they can't stop 1,000 of us. And it's beautiful, man. It's beautiful.
No, I completely agree with you. You know what? I guarantee that any of the anti-American hateful leftists that see this picture right now, you and I talking, we're getting along, we're in agreement. And I want to say thank you for your service. I saw that you served from 2008 to 2009. What an honor.
I was in Iraq. I was in the Army for 8 years. I was in Iraq for a year. Yeah, I served.
You know what? Most people would never have that experience. And I want to thank you for your service and for, you know, giving what you gave to the country. Because, I mean, that's giving a lot. I mean, you're putting so much out there.
You know, this country's given a lot. It gives me a lot every day. And it allows us to be free. It allows us to support whatever we want to support and say whatever we want to say. And after I did my music thing and did the Army, I started farming and I just basically wanted to be left alone. And I can't do it anymore. And none of us can do it. It's time now for action.
Yes.
Where we
yes.
have to come out and fight for this, exactly like when I was in Iraq. I was fighting for something I believed in. This war has been brought home. And unfortunately, a lot of our enemy, quote unquote enemy, are our fellow brother and sister Americans. And what you said earlier in this conversation hits the nail on the head is that it's the love for this country that you and I both share. The love yes. for the, and that's what we have to remind our wayward brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we're in a civil info war right now. And it's hardcore. And
that's true. That's true.
If you look at the actual Civil War, the South lost at Gettysburg, but they fought for 19, 20 more months, and some of the bloodiest battles happened. And that's what's going to happen. What happened in Washington yesterday when Gorka went up to that reporter and said, "You're a punk." It's like the mainstream media has been poking InfoWars and poking everyone, poke, poke, poke like a bully. And Gorka went back up and he poked him back. And it's like we should feel so satisfied by that because everyone saw it. And the House of Cards is crumbling so quickly now that I'm actually the most scared I've ever been for this country right now because desperation breeds desperate acts. And on the left, you can just taste the desperation over there.
No, you're absolutely right. You know, and I've had multiple people tell me, you know, just because we have President Trump in office, you know, the left, they're picking up they're increasing their hatred towards this president and the American people. I mean, and they're not even slowing down. They're going crazier and crazier. So you were a bass player for a band called Filter, right?
Yeah, is that correct? I was in Filter from 1993 until 2002, and
how does that work being a person who loves his country, supports the president, being in a band? Because, you know, like the music industry, they tend to have leftist views. So
I was a hardcore. I wouldn't say hardcore, but I was definitely liberal. And the thing was, and this is the crazy thing. This is another reason why I felt that I was compelled to come out. It's my duty to come out because back in the day, 20 years ago, there was not this anti-patriotic hate for America. It didn't matter if you were Republican or Democrat. Everyone who was in Filter with me loved the United States just as much as me, loved the military. Mm. We would play big shows, festival shows, and there'd be any kind of military there. They would be there with me. The guys in Filter actually went to Iraq multiple times to play after I was out of the band. The first time they went, I actually went and played with them. But they'd been brainwashed by this constant feed from the SPLC and Media Matters to hate America, where they've totally flipped the left into globalists. There's no
other way. Yeah, that's crazy. So, hey, let's do this. I want to hear about you. What was the turning point to get you to walk away after the break? All right, cool. This is the War Room. We'll be right back after this.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Welcome to the War Room. Welcome to the War Room. It's Friday, and we are in the War Room. Have a special guest on with us today. I'm a guest myself, hosting for Owen Schroyer. Our guest, Frank Cavanaugh. He is the Full Metal Mega.net. I love it. So let me read this real quick. This was just brought to me. Kentucky Fried Chicken in North Carolina explodes. Blast caught on camera. Uh-oh. Is this racially related? The chicken. You messing with chicken. I'm not saying it is racially related. I'm reading through the article. They didn't say white supremacists went to Kentucky Fried Chicken and blew it up. They're not saying that, okay? Just to be clear. But if we're talking about chicken. All right, enough of that. Enough of that. All right, let's go back to Frank. Frank Cavanaugh, FullMetalMega.net. You know, I really like that. FullMetalMega.net. That's pretty awesome. I really like that.
You know, I was in the military. If you're a fan of Full Metal Jacket, which is, it's a weird Thanksgiving tradition in my family, but we watch that movie for some reason on every Thanksgiving.
What can I get for $10?
What's that?
What can I get for $10? Anything you want, anything.
And that's where I got the name from. And actually my ex-wife helped me with that name. I got to give her credit. She was like, if you ever do something, you need to call it this. And I was like, so, you know, I give her full credit for that. And I just felt that there was something that I could do from my position of whatever, whoever you are, you have worth. You need to figure out what your worth is and what you'd love to do and then start doing it. And then it's not working.
You know what? You're absolutely right. I mean, me moving from California, coming to here, I'm doing, being able to sit here. This is something that I love. I have a passion for this country. And I think my worth is I'm learning more and more every day. And I think this is part of it. You know, so let me bring this up. We have a video of Owen, full HD, confronting Green. Is that right? Is Senator Green? Al Green? Can we, let's play this video and I want to get your take on it.
Excuse me, Congressman?
Yes, sir.
How are you doing today?
Better than I deserve. Thank you.
Oh, that's good to hear. Yeah. Do you mind if I just ask you a couple quick questions?
No, I do mind. I'm on the phone.
Okay, but you represent my people in Texas.
If you don't mind,
all right.
I'm on the phone.
All right, would you, in a second, if I came back, would you allow me a question?
Sir, I'm not doing an interview with you today. Thank you very much.
Do you think Nancy Pelosi's racist?
No, I don't think Nancy Pelosi's racist. I don't think you're racist.
Do you think Trump is racist?
Yes.
So don't you think, though, saying that about Trump is causing violence?
Sir, if you don't mind.
Well, no, sir. I've been assaulted by people because I'm a Trump supporter, and I think it's because you're calling Trump racist, and I don't think that's fair.
Well,
can you disavow those comments, please?
No, I will not.
You will not?
I will not.
So you'd say Trump is a racist?
Yes.
And you're okay that people assault me because of that?
No, I don't want you assaulted. You're a human being, and you should not be assaulted.
Thank you. Will you disavow political violence?
No. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So please, Congressman Green, please disavow political violence.
Yes.
Will you please quit lying about the president?
No, I'm going to tell you the truth.
He's not a racist.
He is a bigot and a racist.
He's won awards for his
bigot and a racist
contributions to inner cities.
A bigot and a racist.
What has he done that's bigoted, sir?
A bigot and a racist.
What has he done?
There were no fine people in Charlottesville.
What does that have to do with anything? What about the veterans that were there?
Well, the veterans who were there are fine people.
That's who he was talking about, the veterans.
People who were involved in killing that lady were not fine people.
Okay, well, that was a very tragic situation.
Well, look, now I've talked to you.
But Trump is not a racist.
He is. Look, you have
your opinion.
And you
should stop saying that.
You
have
your opinion.
That's ridiculous. Well, look at all the black people he works with. Look at all the Hispanic people he works with.
But racists work with black people.
Your rhetoric is causing political violence.
Well, then
your rhetoric is dividing the nation.
You're entitled to your opinion.
No, sir, I've been physically assaulted for supporting Trump. They say I'm a racist, and that's a lie.
I'm sorry about that. I didn't have
anything. So can you please tell your Democrat voters that Trump's not a racist and quit being violent?
okay. I'm telling you that I deplore any violence. You shouldn't be violated, but Trump is a bigot and a racist.
But he's not. That's a lie.
But then that's your opinion.
He wasn't until he ran for president.
Well,
how is it he's a racist
opinion.
As soon as
that
he runs
your
for president?
Opinion. You're entitled to it. You're entitled to it.
I just don't understand.
I'm entitled to
Trump
mine.
Is in the mainstream for decades, and he becomes a racist
opinion.
As soon
he's
as he's
bigot.
President?
No, he was a bigot and a racist.
Maybe you're a bigot. How do you
well,
like that? You're a racist and a bigot. Look at this. Congressman Al Green is a racist and a bigot. Congressman Al Green is a racist and a bigot.
You're entitled to your opinion.
How do you like it when people just call you a racist?
Look, that's your opinion. This is America.
No.
You're entitled to your
opinion. I'm just
going to
make things up about you like you do about the president.
You're entitled to your opinion.
I just wish you would stop lying about the president, sir.
I'm not going to stop saying he's a bigot.
I appreciate your time. I do appreciate your time.
Thank you.
But you should stop lying about the president, sir.
He's a bigot.
Stop saying that.
He's a bigot.
You're causing violence in this country.
He's a
racist. You're causing violence. No, he's not, sir. You're causing violence in this country. You're going to start a civil war with that rhetoric. You're going to start a civil war with that rhetoric.
I'm going to start a civil war because
yes.
I say he's a bigot?
Yes,
then
by saying he's a racist. Look at what Jussie Smollett did.
Because he's a bigot.
No, sir.
Okay.
I appreciate your time. I really do.
Well,
but I wish you would stop saying
but
that.
He's
Owen Schroyer. Owen Schroyer.
Leave knowing that you're supporting a bigot.
He's not, though, sir.
Leave
he's not.
Knowing
and you know better. You know better, sir.
I know what
you know
I
better.
See and
no,
what he
sir.
Has said and done.
I wish you would talk to him then because you should know better.
He's a bigot and a racist.
I wish you would behave like an adult.
Make sure you publish that I said he's a bigot and a racist.
I will publish this.
Thank you.
I will. Owen Schroyer.
Thank you.
I'm banned from YouTube and Facebook,
well,
but I'll still publish it.
Well, you shouldn't be banned.
I appreciate that.
God would like for you to publish this.
I will.
He's a bigot and a racist.
All right, absolutely. Owen Schroyer from InfoWars. I appreciate Congressman Green.
It doesn't matter where you're from.
I appreciate Congressman Green talking to me, even though I disagree with him.
Well,
Americans
look,
need more of this.
Americans can always have more of this, and I'm engaged in more of this.
Amen to that.
But, look, know that you're supporting a bigot and a racist, a homophobe, a xenophobe, an Islamophobe, and a native.
No, that's the kind of rhetoric that will start a civil war. God bless you. God bless you, Congressman. Yes, it will.
The truth will set us all free, Bill.
Unbelievable. So there you go. I appreciate the commentary from Congressman Green, but just sad that that's what happens.
Wow. Owen asked him, are you going to stop lying about President Trump? And he straight up said, no. No, I'm not going to stop lying. I mean, this is amazing.
Those are fighting words, Bill. Those are fighting words. If someone comes up to me and calls me a racist, I'm going to I'm not going to respond very nicely, you know. And they're in that little rant there with Congressman Green. He said, "Look at Charlottesville. Look at Charlottesville." All right, let's look at Charlottesville. You want to bring this up all the time? What's the Redneck Revolt? The Redneck Revolt is a militant left wing militia down south. That they caused the guy who ran the car into the lady who lost her life, God bless her. It never would have happened if militant leftists weren't there inciting it. And the guy even says it in police reports. That
yeah,
he was
of course.
Scared.
Yeah. I mean, you even have Antifa, and I'm including BLM and BAM and the rest of them. They're all hateful. They're all inciting violence. They all promote violence. They all want the violence. And it's not conservatives, it's not Trump supporters, it's everybody on the left. It's all of them on the left. They make it okay. And Trump is not racist, Trump is not a bigot. He is lying. Al Green is the lie. He should be removed. This is the War Room.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. Warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Will Johnson. Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back. My name is Will Johnson, sitting in for Owen Schroyer. We have our special guest on with us, Frank Kavanaugh. I'm a special host guest as well. We're going to open up the phone lines for people who want to call in and no particular subject. Just keep it clean, please. The number is that the right number on the screen, guys? You want to give that number out or is it the other number? Okay, let's go with this number here. 512-646-4426. I'm going to say it one more time. 512-646-4426. Call in. If you have any topics, we can talk about it. But let's get back to Frank Kavanaugh, FullMetalMega.net. Frank, is there any particular subject or topic that you would like to talk about?
I do want to tell everybody that on FullMetalMaggot.net, we got a new band called In Cold Blood. They're coming out with a new record on Fast Break Records, and they're fellow fans of freedom with us. And so either go to Full Metal Maggot YouTube or check out Full_MAGA on Twitter, or go to FullMetalMaggot.net. There was one thing I wanted to talk about. If we look at 1984 and how there was plebeians, the plebeians were the people that were controlled by gambling and sports. They weren't part of the party. And the establishment Republican and Democrats are the party of 1984. And we're the plebeians. Mm. But instead of being lulled by sports, they've tried to shove so much politics and non-common sense, just non-middle ground, non-libertarian Americanism. They've tried to push so much of that down our throat that now people are not watching sports anymore. You know, the American people are very fickle. And right now we're looking at a time in American history. It happened right before the Civil War when Lincoln was elected. Right now we're watching where politics are the most popular sport in America. People are now watching this because it is a clown world, but it's so dangerous. And we really have to look at this is our main weapon is gratitude and humility. And we have to look that everything that they've done to us is exactly what we wanted them to do to show their card. And we're at a time in the history of the world where the Luciferian force that creates a Jeffrey Epstein can now be seen. But it's very dangerous because we have the internet here that if they shut us down, that can all be used to enslave all of us. So, you know, I just want everyone to be grateful. And I want everyone at InfoWars, when you began this whole segment with me and you were talking about how grateful you were with the InfoWars people, you know, InfoWars created you and me. InfoWars, Alex Jones created Project Veritas, Mark Dice. He helped Lou Krodowski, Project Cold Front, all these guys. You know, Alex Jones has done it, and now he's passed the mantle on to Owen and you. And I want you to, you're talking about how there's all these crimes that are fake. Jesse Smollett, bless his lost soul.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have your own show on InfoWars, Will, and you need to get your own crew, and you need to make that compilation. And Caitlin Bennett and Justin, they need to make a compilation of every time Caitlin's been hit or assaulted, because that's our weapon, is the truth. And if we break it down, that's why they hate memes. That's why they hate Carpe Donctum. Because you break it down into very simple things. If you put it in a 6-minute video that's our weapon and we win. And I really think, honestly, in the long run, we've already won. But this is the most dangerous time because, like I said earlier, they're going to fight to the death.
Yeah. We're seeing that. You're absolutely right. I think they're not going to hold back any longer. I think right now, the way the left has been reacting to everything with President Trump, because just think about it. They try to do everything they can to take him out and nothing works. So because their frustration is really kicking in, that's why you have like AOC and the rest of them making up lies every day just to make it look like it's worse than it actually is.
And you know, it's beautiful that in one hand that they're showing themselves for what they are, you know, for the inherent racism that's in the Democratic Party, that's been in the left forever. The KKK has just morphed into other racist things now. The whole, you know, being white is white supremacy.
Absolutely.
And there's redneck revolt. You know, redneck revolt, it's our job to inform people and to get in their face, but it's also our job to be like, it's okay. You made a mistake. Just own it and come on back. Because you know what? The gratitude's on this side. The fun's on this side. You ever been to a Trump rally? It's like a rock concert. It's awesome. You know, the libertarian conservative side is Americanism, where we like to joke around and make fun of everybody because we can make fun of ourselves because we're confident Americans. And they're trying absolutely to emasculate everybody. Yep. If you looked at Joy Vila yesterday, when she stood up to that reporter from from Playboy. She was, that's a true feminist, a strong woman who stood there and took it blow for blow. And, you know, I always say, is the glass half empty or half full?
Yeah.
It could be completely empty, but you still have a glass.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, absolutely. So, absolutely. Let's get to one of these phone calls real quick.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, right on. I'm sorry.
No, let's go. Let's go to James. Look like he wants to talk about Facebook. Let's go to James. All right. So we go to James. James, in 2 minutes, what you got? Is he there? Maybe James from Kentucky. Okay. Look like maybe he's away then. Let's go with, is that Craig? Craig from Louisiana? Okay, look like we're having issues with the call. So, all right, I apologize.
You know,
for
you
that.
Were talking about Facebook earlier and how they took your money.
Yes.
And when I started Full Metal MAGA, everyone was like, you need to set up donations and this and that and go on Facebook. If you give them 10 bucks, they'll boost your posts. And I'm like, first of all, I'm not in a position right now where I even need to try to get money because I'm not doing this for money. And why do I want to pay the beast? Why do I want to pay them at all? And we're going to take their weapon, Facebook, but we can't give them anything. You can't give them anything.
I agree with you. You know, it's on my Facebook. I was growing my Facebook. Well, my Facebook was growing roughly about 1,000 people a week. And once it reached 100,000 people, they completely stopped it. And people were sending me videos where they were liking my page, and then they would go back and refresh, and they would have to like it again, refresh, and they would have to like it again. So Facebook was preventing them from liking my page. And the only reason why I was doing it, because I was actually doing it to prove a point, you know, and I know it's like, I guess it's wasted money at this point. It is, but I did it to prove a point. So that way I can document that actually Facebook took my money, would not. And I wasn't advertising something that was violent. I didn't advertise nudity. I didn't advertise profanity. All I was doing was advertising my support for the president of the United States. And at the same time, just selling a T-shirt. You know, and because I was selling a T-shirt that said Trump is your president, or even MAGA country in this case, or I have MAGA hat, they stopped it or they censored it or wouldn't even allow me to do it. So, I mean, it's just it's sickening what they're doing. And it's Nazi Germany, in my opinion, all over again. So let's talk more about that in the censorship. And I'm going to get your take about what happened at the Rose Garden at the White House in Washington, D.C. My name is Will Johnson. This is The War Room, sitting in for Owen Schroyer. We'll be back after this break. Stay tuned.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes.
This is nice. I like it.
And I know it's going to be.
It's going to be. Yeah. Yeah.
A lovely day.
Yes. It's Friday. Yeah. I love it. I love it. I love it. Good times. times. That's what it's about. We need to laugh, right? We need to have some laughter. Good times. I love it. I love it. It's awesome. All right, welcome back. This is the War Room. My name is Will Johnson, sitting in for the great Owen Schroyer. You know what? I love that video. Is that video where he did an HD where he confronted Al Green? Is that on Twitter already? Because I need to retweet that. I need to retweet that. But anyways, we have Frank Kavanaugh on with us, FullMetalMega.net, talking about all of the great stuff. Did you want to say something really quick, Kevin, before, or Frank, sorry, did you want to say something right before we go to to a caller? Because I think we got the system working now.
Oh, yeah. If we got callers, take callers. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so let's go with Paul. To my understanding, Paul knows the guy that I was talking about earlier that got stabbed. So I'd like to hear his take on it. So let's bring Paul on and hear what he has to say.
Hi, guys. I actually grew up in the neighborhood. I grew up with, am I allowed to say the killer's name, Michael? Anyway, yeah, he's been crazy his whole life. His dad's a sheriff's deputy. He just quit. He's been isolated and bullied for as long as we can remember. He was a weird kid. Kids beat him up all the time for looking gay or acting gay or sounding gay. And he's always been crazy.
And you're talking about the guy who actually committed the crime.
Yeah. Yeah. Out here in Arizona, this guy, he walked up to a kid in a Circle K and he stabbed him in the shoulder and his neck area. And by the way, there's videos of him of his dad on YouTube talking about that being stabbed. His throat wasn't slit. It wasn't a white supremacist thing. It wasn't racist. It had nothing. When he was being interviewed by the cops, excuse me, he was saying crazy stuff because he is crazy. He was saying things like, I hate rap. I had to kill him before he killed me. And actually, Michael, I mean, many years ago, he assaulted me one time. He came up and he just tried to claw at me and punch me and said that my face was changing. I mean, when the really? Cops got him, I mean, he was drooling.
So let me ask you a question. Just, I don't want to, just guess, but just listen to your voice. I would imagine that you're a white male.
I am.
Okay, so there's, and the reason why I bring that up, because, they're saying that he's a white supremacist instead of just saying he was a monster, a criminal. He attacked you. So if when he attacked you, does that make him still a white supremacist? I mean, I'm confused.
No, man. One time we were at a house party and he got jumped by like 20 guys all at once. And the music was so loud that people couldn't even hear him screaming. He had brain damage from that party. They injured his genitals. He was.
What kind of party was it?
It was a huge kegger. It was a huge house party here in the neighborhood.
Were they playing rap music?
Yes. Yes.
So now it starts to come all together. So he got beat up at a party and they were playing rap music. And so that stuck in his head.
That was just one time that he got jumped. He got jumped at our high school all the time. I'm a teacher now. Okay. I'm a high school teacher. And he had so many problems at the high school that we went to. I mean, he was bullied all the time. And all his dad had to do was step up or do something. But instead, everybody kept failing him. And by the way, he was heavily medicated in jail. He was released from jail 2 days before this incident happened. And you know what they did? They dropped him off in the streets. They didn't take him to a facility. They didn't keep him on his medication. Back in October, he chose to not go on probation. He decided to stay in jail because that's where he was getting his medication.
It almost sounds like a social program. Let's see what he does. Let's see what happens. Let's put him out there.
And really quick, 20 years ago at the same corner, I was in a band too, man, back in the 90s. My drummer, his mom was killed right there. Same thing, stabbed in the neck for no reason. Some crazy guy.
Same corner, same location.
And they never caught the guy either. By the way, she was white, and that never made the news.
Wow, that's just crazy. It's crazy. Well, hey, Paul, be safe out there, and thank you for your call.
You know, Will, there's a definite supply and demand problem with white supremacists in the United States. That's why
supply and demand. No, you're right. It's really not funny, but when you put it that way, I mean, it's crazy. Sorry, go ahead.
And so they got to make it. And there's two failures that we're looking at here. We're looking at a massive failure of the mental health system in the United States and the medical system. I mean, we could talk about the medical tyranny in the United States with what they're doing to our kids and everybody. And then there's a failure with mainstream media to try to frame it like that.
But that's their goal. They want the, they need cool. the, they need the division. They need us fighting each other, and they make up stuff. And when they first put it out there, people get it and run with it. All right, let's go with Brad.
Hey, Will and Frank.
I'm talking about the Turbo Force. How you going? How you doing, Brad?
Hey, man. I'm doing. Hey, buddy. Look, I got to tell you. I know this isn't something you did, but before Owen went to DC, he talked me into the idea that Turbo Force was in fact a good topical solution to cure jock itch. So I rubbed it all over my twig and berries, and let me tell you something. He was wrong about this. All right, absolutely wrong. It is not okay. My taint now looks like about half a mile of dirt road. Right? It's not right.
So wait a minute. You actually tried it?
You need to take that time and invest it into other things, brother. You know, that, yeah, that obviously absolutely. Didn't work out too well.
Dude, you know what?
I think the ultimate
never misled me before, but Owen Schroyer is a damn liar.
You know, everyone makes a mistake once or twice.
You know, maybe you heard the wrong soundbite at that time, but hey, try it in hot water, Brad. You know what, Brad? Tomorrow morning when you get up, just put some Turbo Force in hot water and just sip it like some tea and just try it. Try that and call me back and let me know, okay?
Hey,
appreciate it. Appreciate it. All right. You know, sometimes you might, you know, I mean, come on. Sometimes it just takes a little, you know, I deal with young ones and they make mistakes and do different things. And I tell them, I say, you know what? And I mean, I love them, right? And I said, look, just use a little bit. It only takes a little bit. Just think a little bit. And some things you don't try, you know. Maybe he was suggesting to some, I don't know the story. I don't know. But anyways.
I don't even know how to comment on that one, man. We'll just let that go. God bless you, Brad.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. Absolutely. It's pretty interesting. I mean, maybe Brad need to get it checked out. wait a minute. There's actually, if you go to 1776 right now at InfoWarsStore.com, there's a cream. What is it? Put it up on the screen for me. I know someone knows exactly what I'm talking about. And when you get cuts and burns, I need to order some because I want to try it out myself. But if you go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, I think, is that it right there in the middle? The super, yeah, right there. Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel. Yes, I'm not telling someone to put this in their private area, but I'm it may help. I don't know. Don't go get checked out by the physician first. I think, you know what? Thank you, Brad. I needed that. That was pretty good. I think, you know, I think he may just be, you know. Thank you for calling in. So, I mean, it's cool. You know, I want to apologize for everyone that we couldn't get to. We're like running out of time here. We're like just over a minute. Next time, if I'm honored, if I'm blessed to come on again, and I'd love to have more conversation with you too.
Yeah, of course.
Man. We can open up the phone line and have more. Go ahead. Sorry.
I'm in your army, man. You know, I've been checking out your website for a while now. Greg Reese is a friend of mine, and he told me to check you out months ago. And I love it, man. Keep it you and I are laughing right now. When I watch your videos, I laugh. When I do my videos, I try to laugh. You know, Alex makes people laugh. Owen makes people laugh.
Yeah.
The left doesn't make people laugh. The left makes people pissed off. And that's just not the general human condition.
You're right. And it's just like creating memes. They can't create memes. They don't have a sense of humor. They think their world is coming to an end, is crumbling because President Trump is still in the White House. President Trump is not going to go anywhere. If we don't stand up and fight 2020, we're not going to have an America because the Democrats are going to do everything they can to destroy it. This is the time for the American people to get up. It's time for the American people to rise up. No longer can we sit down. No longer can we relax. We have to fight to keep this America the way our freedoms are. This is Will Johnson. This is the War Room.